This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Sharon Toomey, and Richard's also going to be chiming in here soon. Sharon, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So how did you two get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
Oh, gosh. Well, we started to be parishioners up in 2008 because I started looking around for kind of a better fit for us, and I was really also wanting to get more serious about my faith, and I found St. Joan of Arc. You know, I already knew it was there because we've always lived in this town, but it was just the perfect church for Richard and I at the time, and my husband, he'll tell you about it, but he became a Catholic after we joined. When we married back in 1979, he was Protestant, I was Catholic, and he was interested in becoming a Catholic, but just never found the right time until many years later we joined St. Joan of Arc.
Okay. So that's great. So what were some of the things you personally got involved with as far as groups, committees, different things you helped out with?
We pretty much did everything together, which is kind of...
Okay.
But, we joined the choir, the first thing, and we have really enjoyed being in the choir. So sorry that we can't do it right now because of COVID, but then we also got involved, I got involved every other year or so in being a sponsor in RCIA because I had done that for Richard when he became Catholic, and it just was such a wonderful experience, and I learned so much that I wanted to be part of it, so I was a sponsor whenever they had somebody that they wanted me to sponsor. And we both got involved in the French Market, of course, and about 11 years in the French Market, maybe 10 or 11 years, and we start out just in the being in charge of the booth that sells all the T-shirts and the berets and all that stuff, you know, and Richard can tell you about his involvement later, but because he's done something a little different in the later years. But anyway, so we kind of jumped in with both feet when we were new parishioners at St. Joan of Arc and just wanted to do everything.
Okay. So who are some of the people that you've been able to work with or you think are worth mentioning to appreciate?
Oh, my goodness. Primarily, I would say Father Guy Roberts is just the best priest I have known in my life. and I think he works so well in the masses and everything with this, our music director, Joe Burrows, who, you know, directs our choir. Joe Burrows is just so talented and has such an incredible touch with music, and he really puts up with all of our crazy choir members because they are all individuals, and you know, he's kind of like trying to control an unruly class at times, you know.
Right. That's funny. So if you were gonna kind of sum up your view of mentioning this to somebody that's thinking about joining St. Joan of Arc, how would you just kind of overall, you know, give a description of, you know, what it's really meant to you?
Well, I would say that if you want to have a really, I guess, authentic Catholic experience, you definitely get it at St. Joan of Arc, including the bells rung at the Eucharistic prayer and everything. And you also get very good music. And also, the main thing really was the people that just struck us as being so genuine and just down to earth and very, very friendly, welcoming us. That's how we got involved in so many things, because everybody said, hey, you want to do this? You know, everybody was very friendly, and we got to know so many people so quickly, and they're all wonderful folks, and I'm sure Richard will elaborate on that, but those are the three things, I think.
Okay. All right, well, let's have Richard hop on the phone for a sec.
Okay, here he goes.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Richard. So let's go to, like, some specific memories that really kind of stand out that you'll always cherish that you've been able to enjoy with your wife, family, and just some of the other people in the parish.
Well, I want to correct timeline a little bit, we actually started going in 2007, and that's when I joined RCIA. And one of the most wonderful experiences was being received into the church at the Easter Vigil in 2008. I even had a spreadsheet counting down the days until I could become a Catholic. And so that was the highlight. But there are so many other experiences, singing the masses with the choir, being on the French Market Committee, and then later, I actually joined the RCIA team, and for about 10 years was a part of the process of bringing new Catholics into the parish. So that was very rewarding and probably one of the best experiences I've experienced because, as Sharon said, every year I learn something new. Father Roberts is a great homilist, but he's also a great apologist. He's a great way of, he has a great way of explaining things.
All right, so you coming into the church, you know, later on in life, what would you say are some of the major anchor points of why you respect and, you know, like the structure of Catholicism as opposed to other religions and what you've learned?
Well, I had been exposed to Catholicism back in the early 70s, and it took me a while to make up my mind, but I enjoyed the seriousness and the thought that went into the Mass. I think the apologists like St. Thomas Aquinas and others of the Church have, as I used to explain in RCIA, if you've got a question, somebody's probably already answered it, because it just seems true, and that's the short of it. It just seems like it is the real Church of Christ.
Okay. So if you were going to describe to outsiders what it would be like to be joining specifically St. Joan of Arc, what would you say to them?
I would say be ready and willing to do anything because the people are very welcoming and many hands make light work and there's always something for somebody, you know, whether it's working at the French Market or whether it's volunteering on a committee. There are a lot of committees there. And just being a greeter, even. We definitely look forward to people at all times joining the choir.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate both of your time. Is there anything else either of you would like to add before we close this out?
Not that I would like to add. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Mind the Rebellion.
Oh, yeah. When we talked about people, we mentioned Joe Burrows and Father Roberts, but also Melinda Ravelli. Brought me into the church as RCIA, and she's just a very wonderful, welcoming person. And then Karen Blackwell-Smith is the backbone of the French Market, which is the largest fundraiser that the church has. So she does a lot.
Okay. Well, I know that they're going to love hearing that. And if you could just stay on the line, I appreciate your time, but I'm going to close this one out.
All right. Thank you.